Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter, verses 32 and 33. It's a point of scripture. We come from the 23rd Psalms, verse 4, and Philippians 3 and 14. St. John 16, beginning at verse 32, the Bible reads, "Behold, the hour cometh, yea, and is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Supporting scripture, Psalms 23 and 4. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Very familiar passage, Philippians 3 and 14. "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Hallelujah, Jesus. On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought or subject this morning. It's not what you're going through, but where you're going to. It's not what you're going through, but where you're going to. The question is this morning, where are we? And then we realize that in every one of our lives, young and old, small and large, we find that we go through many different things. Sometimes things are within our control and we have the ability to dictate what we're going to do or how we're going to do certain things. And then there are some things in life that comes along that is totally out of our control. And all we can do is just pray and trust the power of a mighty God. And that mighty God has allowed us an opportunity to come this morning by his grace and sustained us to come to praise him in spirit and in truth. We come this morning to offer thanksgiving unto his name. And I wonder, do we realize this morning just how blessed we really are? It is so easy for us to go about our daily activities when things are, for the most part, are normal. Just the usual ups and downs, the usual aches and pains. So those are things that we don't really pay a lot of attention to because we've come accustomed to dealing with things that are just not quite where we want them to be. It doesn't matter this morning how much you've prayed or how hard that you've tried to make some things happen, that there comes a time that you just got to learn how to wait on God to work things out in your life. We find ourselves when we get into a bad situation, we try to figure out how can I get myself out of this mess? And a lot of times, all it's going to take is just some time. Time to sit down and realize and to think about what has transpired. Time to allow God to come in and minister to your every need. And then you need time enough to shut the world out. You see, in order for us sometimes to get what God has for us, we got to learn how to shut the world out. And it's not saying that you want to be independent and all by yourself, but every now and again, every individual, every believer know that we got to just steal away a little bit and just to get all by yourself. Anybody ever found that even in the midst of your loving family, as much as you love them, you got to just steal away for a moment and just give me 1 minute all by myself so that I can just think. Give me a minute to talk to the master. Give me a minute to sort of get myself together. Because I'm going through some things and I sometimes don't know what I'm going to do, but because I am a believer, I'm standing on the promise of God. Let us this morning be mindful and prayerful for all of the victims of Monster Storm Sandy. All over the nation, from the Caribbean all the way to the northeast coastline, a massive, slow-moving, wide storm has taken the lives of many of our brothers and sisters. Millions of people's lives have drastically changed, and as well as we know, many are going through some things, and they have everything seemingly against them. Water damage, fire, wind, and snow all in the midst of one storm. Things that we take for granted day by day. But if you are in a position now to where you are not able to get out and maneuver, if you are one of those that don't have electricity or you don't have any power, you don't have an opportunity to do the things that you've been accustomed to doing, things are not like they used to be. For many, their lives have been turned upside down. And we sit and we watch the news and we feel for them, but at the same time, we are thankful to Almighty God that we are where we are. Anybody glad that you're just right here in Lexington? But it does not give us a mind to just get so relaxed and think that the same way it hit in New York City, it can't hit right here. Don't never begin to think that you are above or beyond going through natural disasters. That's a hard thing to have to fathom, to think about the mere fact that I left home for safety, but now I don't have a home to go back to. And even if I got a home, everything is either damaged or destroyed to where I can't make any use out of it. Now, I know that somebody somewhere with the mercies of God and with insurance and a whole lot of other things that I'll get some things back, but there's going to be a process. It's not going to happen overnight. That there are lives that are in a ramble right now. And as we even still listen, they tell us that another storm is coming. So if you are already in a bad place, can you think of the mindset of somebody that is really going through something? I'm not talking about this little mess y'all going through. Because you can't eat what you want. You can't go where you want. You can't have who you want. But I'm talking about some real stuff this morning. Where your children don't have food to eat, clothes to go on their back. You don't know whether, you don't care whether you got medicine or not. It's getting ready to get cold. It's already cold at night. And you don't have a way to warm your children. Then we sit around here all warm and comfortable and full, and we act like we can't give God some praise. We have to understand, and somebody said, I believe God is trying to get our attention. Sometimes we have to learn how to leave God alone. He ought to already have your attention. If you believe that there's a God, then you know God is not going to do anything purposely to harm you. But at the same token, natural disasters are natural disasters. He made the wind, the moon, and the stars. And when he decides the wind to blow, it's going to blow. If you don't reverence God and respect God, that's why it got your attention, because you've been neglecting God. You've been taking God for granted, but God had the power to show you, I'm God. You so big and you so bad. You can't praise me. You can't call on my name, but I can make you call my name. In the middle of the midnight hour when the wind is blowing so hard that all you can hear is the rumbling and the bumbling, don't tell me you won't say, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Let your house get to rocking. Tell me you won't say, oh Lord, have mercy on me. But we sit here because everything is all right. Loved ones. Concerned about them, but wasn't anything you can do. having escaped the wrath of the storm. I still find that we still have our own trials and tribulations. Every one of us are going through something. And if we would be honest with ourselves, we realize that what we are going through, if you are not careful, it either take you out or it'll make you give up all hope. So you got to learn how to hold on in the midst of your trouble. Sometimes you got to know that you can win this battle if you stay in the fight. But what happens is when you get out of the fight, the victor is going to be the enemy. But if you stand for what you believe, if you trust in the power of a mighty God, I believe God will make some changes in the way that you think. You see, we realize that as we go through our trials and tribulations, it has been said on many occasions, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Sometimes it feels like everything that you do seems to fall apart. Sometimes it feels like the very walls are closing in on you. But I come to tell you this morning, don't be dismayed. Believe in the power of God. Know that God cares for you. If don't nobody else care about you, God cares about you. We are different in our own right, and yet we have a common bond. And being children of the Most High God and made from the dust of the ground and covered in the sinful flesh that covers our bodies. The Bible declared that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. In the best of us, there is some bad. And in the worst of us, I guarantee you, there is some good. But too many of us get so holy and sanctified that we feel like we're above other folk. Because we can declare, testify about what we don't do no more. But I want to know, who was it that kept you when you were still doing what you were doing? That was a God that says high and look low, that had you in the palm of his hand. And when you was in your mess, he was still holding on to you. Oh, glory. Somebody ought to help me this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got to understand, we come into this house of God. We come in here to worship God in spirit and in truth. We come in for instruction, inspiration, and comfort and understanding. The Bible declared that of all of you, you're getting, get and understand. Understand when King Solomon said that if you lean to your own understanding, you're going to run yourself into a wall. But if you learn how to lean to the understanding of God, the Bible declared that he will lead and direct. You don't need no more than that. If you got a leader and he's going to give you direction, what you got to do? Thank you. Follow. But we don't follow unless it's our game plan. We don't follow unless we realize or think there's something in it for us. Well, I want to let you know this morning that there is something in it for you. It might not come wrapped up in a box. May not anybody get out a checkbook and write you out a check. But I know a gift charge. Hallelujah, that is better than anything that you ever experienced in your life. How many of us have ever had normal joy? Just you know how you say, I'm on a natural high. Yeah. Anybody ever been just on a natural high? Yeah. People think you're about halfway crazy because you just smiling and you just acting all crazy. You just feel good. God been good. You feel good. And you got a reason to have a smile on your face. But the enemy is going to try to pull something negative out of that. They can't take away your natural high. If you get help getting high some other way, all it takes is a little bit of time, and it's going to go away anyhow. There is a difference. Serving a God that loves us so much that he allowed his only son to go and to die. And you know, I don't know about you, but I thank God that I know that God. You see, when David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. David had a personal relationship with his God. He said, he making me to lie down in green pastures. Because he's my shepherd. He lead me beside the still waters. When things get on my last nerve, oh God, he restored my soul. And then when my flesh want to go the wrong way, hallelujah, the Bible says, hallelujah, that he will put my path of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, David realizes that he wasn't going to be on the mountain all the time. David realized that every day wasn't a day of joy. Even though he loved God, he always said, Lord, watch out for my enemy. Watch out for my oppressors because they're always up against me. David realized, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Do you know where you are? You're in the valley right now. Every day, God allows you to walk through this valley. In this valley, there's some hellhounds in the valley. In the valley, there's some folk that's not going to like you. In the valley, there's some folk that are going to call you everything but a child of God. But you got to know that even though you're walking down in the valley, everything going to still be all right. Because thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We are his sheep. We trust in him to provide for us for tomorrow. He lead us into rest and reviving. And as we deal with the struggles of life, even in the dangerous places of life, he is right there in the valley. And while being in the valley, he loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah, that shed his blood on Calvary's hill. And we got to understand that as we go through all of our trials, that God knows exactly what you're going through. There comes a time that you got to listen to what Jesus said. The Bible declared that love covers a multitude of sin. Now, Jesus realized that I love the apostles, but I want you to know I'm not going to be with you always. He wanted them to know that I'm going to soon have to leave you. But in that day, don't ask me nothing. For I say unto you, whatsoever you ask in my Father's name, it shall be given unto you. But then Jesus says, at that day, you shall ask my name, and I will say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. In other words, Jesus said, now I'm getting ready to leave you. And I want you to know that things are going to be different. You see, as long as I'm here, everything is going to be all right. But now I want to let you know that after I'm gone, the hour is going to come when you're all going to be scattered. Every man to his own and shall leave me all by myself. But I want you to know I'm not by myself, because my Father is right here with me. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In other words, he wanted to let him know that you want the peace of God, which passes all understanding. If you want the peace of God, you got to know that how to commit all of your anxieties, all of your trials and your struggles. You got to learn how to turn it over to the Lord. For the Bible said that in this life, you are going to have trials and tribulations. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody know that in the life that you're living, you had some good days and some bad days? You had some days when you thought you wasn't going to make it. But I stopped by to let somebody know that it's not all about you this morning. It's not about what you going through. Sometimes you think it's all about you. But I want to let you know you're not the only one that got a problem in their life. You're not the only one that the enemy be trying to pop the poor down. But I want to let you know, if you trust the power of God, the word of God says that as you walk in this life, you're going to have some ups and some downs, some good days and some bad days. But the Bible says, be of good cheer, for he's already overcome the world. I want to let you know that you got to be like Paul. Realize that if you want God to be your God, if you want to go to heaven one day, it's not about what you're going through, but it's where you're going to. I know you're going through trials and tribulations, but I got my mind made up that all the tribulation that I go through, I still got my eye on the prize. For the Bible said that Paul realized that I have already know what it is to have a lot. But I stop by to let you know, I'm not boasting about what I've done. I'm not boasting about what I can do. But I want to let you know, I'm going to forget those things that are behind me. I'm not worried about my yesterday. Too many times we are worried about yesterday. We are worried about what they used to do. I'm not worried this morning about what they used to do, but I'm worried about what God is doing right now. I got my mind on Jesus. I'm going to press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm not going to let nothing hinder me from getting to my pride. Come hell or high water, I'm going to trust the power of God. When the enemy began to throw up against me, I'm going to stand my ground. I'm going to trust the power of God. I'm going to believe that God didn't die in vain. Because when I looked at my life and what the Lord God has done, he brought me a mighty long way. I'm glad this morning that I'm worried about what I'm going through, but I'm worried about where I'm going to. And I don't want nobody or nothing to hinder me. I'm going to run this big and red. I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Anybody want to go to Jesus? Anybody got heaven on their mind? Anybody going through any trouble? Any trials in your life? Any heartache in your life? Do you want to get rid of those heartaches? Say yeah. Do you want to get rid of those that don't love you? Trust the power of a mighty God. I stop by to let somebody know that I serve a good God. I serve a mighty God that sits high and looks down low. I came down the foul chapel to let you know this morning, it's not about what you're going through. What you gotta learn is there's a blessing on the other side of through. Don't stop in the midst. Don't let nobody hinder you. If you need a help, tell God to lift you up, turn you around, give you the power to trust in the power of God. It's not about what you're going through, but where are you going to? I got heaven on my mind. And I want to be like Paul this morning. I want to forget all of my yesterdays. And I want to trust God today. This is the day that the Lord God has made. I know through the word of God that in this life, we're going to have trials, trouble, and tribulation. But be a good cheer. Hallelujah. Anybody want to make the devil mad? If you're going through something and the devil thinks he got the upper hand on you, step on that devil and tell him he's a liar. Because I got all power. I got the power to walk away from this mess. I got the power to trust the mighty God. Because I'm not worried about what I'm going through. Because sometimes what you go through make you who you are today.